our forces. It sank in the Atlantic Ocean recently, but Defence Secretary Grant Shapps says it was event-specific and has full confidence in the nuclear deterrent. Admiral Lord Alan West insists if it were a live missile, it would work, and says the Russians know this too.
You can tell that because initially, when it was in the early days, they always had intelligence gathering ships in the vicinity to get data on it. They don't even bother doing that now because they know it works and that's it. Mm. And although Putin will have a laugh, the reality is it doesn't affect actually our deterrent capability.
The UK set out sanctions against Russia over the death of Alexei Navalny, including travel bans on six officers running the prison camp where he died. Rishi Sunak says the government's determined to hold Vladimir Putin to account. The Speaker of the House of Commons says he selected amendments by both the government and Labour over a Gaza ceasefire because it allows different views to be heard. It's unconventional for Sir Keir Starmer's party to be granted the chance to amend the SNP's motion. A serving Metropolitan Police officer is due in court after being charged with sexual assault. PC Grant Volker, who works in the Specialist Operations Division, has been suspended from duty. A couple from Lancashire who've scooped £61 million on the Euro Millions say they initially thought they'd only won £2.60. Richard and Debbie Nuttall cut short a holiday in the Canary Islands when they discovered the news. Richard's been asked if they plan to carry on working.
No. Debs has handed her an office in and I'm self-employed and I've said I'll work till the end of March, but I'm not planning on working in 6 months' time.
And if your phone gets wet, don't put it in rice. Apple's issued new advice saying the commonly recommended action could damage iPhones. That's the latest. I'm Faye de Silver.
Thanks, Faye.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
For the rest of the afternoon, we'll have persistent rain and will remain windy, but it will be mild. Now, tonight is going to continue to be cloudy and mild. There'll be spells of light rain moving in at times, and the winds will ease. Now, Thursday, we'll start drier with some sunny breaks and a few lingering showers. However, by the afternoon, it will become overcast once again, and heavy, persistent rain will move in, turning windy and cooler, with highs of just 11.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 or visit SEHBAC.com for help with your home.
Hello, it's midweek on Drive. Cheers, Bob, for a fabulous 1-3, as always on Wednesday. Of course, he will be back next week. Now, we've got guests today, local boy Keith Woodcock of Brentwood Essex Group, letting us know what's going on there. In the next 3 hours, we've got loads of great music coming your way. Emily's back in the studio. Hello, Em.
Hello.
Hello. So we'll be hearing from Emily, seeing what she's been up to the past couple of weeks as well. And we do love an eclectic taste of music. But to be fair, I think Joan Jett has kind of just got one taste in music, really.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
I saw him dancing there by the wreck of the ship. Must have been about 17. He was strong, playing my favorite song, and I could tell it would be long. That he was with me, yeah, me. And I could tell it would be long. That he was with me, yeah, me. And ask for his name. That don't matter, he said, 'cause it's all the same. So I'll take you home where we can be alone. The next we're moving on. He was with me, yeah, me.
Next we're moving on. It was with me.
National Hug a Pet Day or something like that. So I thought, oh, what can I play that's got an animal in it? I thought, oh, there's a squee song somewhere. Was it Squeeze Your Cat Day? I can't remember.
The Indians send signals from the rocks above the pass. The cowboys take position in the bushes and the grass. The squaw is with the corporal, she is tied against a tree. She doesn't mind the language, it's the beating she don't need. She lets loose all the horses when the corporal is asleep. And he wakes to find the fire's dead and arrows in his axe. And Davy Crockett rides around and says, it's cool for cats, it's cool for cats. He's doing 90 because they've got nowhere to go. They get a gang of villains in a shed up that he broke. They're counting out the fivers when the handcuffs lock again. In and out of one swap with the numbers on their names. It's funny how the missus always looks a bleeding sane. And meanwhile at the station there's a couple of likely lads who swear like as your father and they're very cool for cats, they're cool for cats. Change the mood a little, I've been posing down the pub. I'm seeing my reflection, I'm looking slightly rough. I fancy this, I fancy that, I wanna be so fresh. I'll give a little muscle and I'll spend a little cash. But all I get is bitter and a little rash. And by the time I'm sober, I've forgotten what I've had. And everybody tells me that it's cool to be a cat, cool for cats. Lots of questions that she hangs onto the wall. I kiss her for the first time and then I take her home. I'm invited in for coffee and I give the dog a bone. She likes to go to discos but she's never on her own. I said I'll see you later and I'll give her some old chat. But it's not like they on the TV. When it's cool for cats, it's cool for cats. We'll be right back.
Squeeze and Call for Cats. Oh, it's a very special national day today. I'll tell you a little bit about that later because I'm feeling hungry already just even thinking about it. But that probably can happen in the next hour. Don't forget, around 3:30, Keith Woodcock will be sitting opposite me here in the shoot, talking about Brentwood Access Group and everything they get up to. There's a petition online as well. They've got something really important. So we will hear about that soon. But I'm going to choose another one from our A-list. Emily, we'll be catching up with her soon as well. Hello, do you know what? We'll just say hello again. Hello, Emily.
Hello.
How are you? Oh,
good, how are you?
I'm pressing the wrong slider again. Maybe you should come around and do this bit.
I'm quite rusty.
It's been a while. Yeah.
It's been a while.
Yeah. So, Emily, you're going to be doing other little bits and pieces later on with us as well, aren't you? Yeah, so looking forward to that. That's all coming up. But now we've got one from the A-list with Black Keys and Beautiful People. In brackets, it says, stay high.
Just a friend on the wind, seeking shelter. There's a crack in the sky and a light from on high. I get higher and higher.
Loving that one. Beautiful People with Stay High in brackets. That's from the Black Keys. Another one from our A-list. And if you want to have a look, see what kind of music we've got in our library, give you a rough idea, go to phoenixfm.com, have a look at the music page, and then you can see the A-list and loads of other stuff that we've got on. But give us a bell, radio@phoenixfm.com, or the preferred way seems to be on my socials, at Joe Bailey Music, or on X at Joe Bailey Music 1. Now, we've got Simon and Garfunkel coming up in a second. Just before that, we've got the ads. But do you know what I've got for you today? I feel like I should have done the drum roll. Do you know what we've got today, Em? No. We've got a double bubble on the guest intro. So let's have a listen to that first.
Guess the intro.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.huttonspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124. And why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood and Billericay.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out work to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222132 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
You're listening to Joe Bailey on Phoenix FM.
Thank you.
Simon and Garfunkel, Mrs. Robinson. And do you know what? We're going back to the 80s now. It's going to take us up to the travel as well. And then we'll be back as well with Emily as we've got an event for you. And don't forget, we've got so much going on this hour. Around 3:30 or just after, actually, we will be talking to the lovely Keith Woodcock all about the Brentwood Access Group and everything that they've done in the past almost 40 years now as well. Abracadabra. Oh, there you go. I've got the sound effect at the end there as well. Now, we've got the travel coming up in a second, but first, Emily is with the events.
On the Friday, the 1st of March...
The Events Guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
On Friday, the 1st of March, we'll be coming to unite at the Football Club at Billericay Town FC from 7 to 10:30 p.m. For all the links and events, go to phoenixfm.com.
Phoenix FM's Events Guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Right, there's usual traffic coming out of London back into Essex at the moment, but there's queuing traffic on the A13 eastbound between Prince Regent's Lane and the Lodge Avenue flyover. You're looking around travel time 20 minutes there. A12 southbound, slow traffic between Junction 19, that's Boreham International, and Junction 18 at Sandon. Also, A12 northbound, slow traffic from Junction 12 at Shenfield to Junction 15 at Margaretin. It's approaching and going through the long-term roadwork there. Now, the rail is looking okay again, but still minor delays on the central line due to a shortage of trains. Trains not stopping at the Metropolitan line. This is southbound at Preston Park and Northwick Park. Normal service has resumed on the Metropolitan line at Ripley's, though. That's all great to hear, but the underground station obviously is still closed on the Northern line at Kentish Town. It will be for another few months yet there. Minor delays on the Piccadilly Next Bridge in Acton Town due to cancellations. And finally, we finish off with some good news. Normal service has resumed on the Elizabeth line between London Paddington and Abbey Wood following the earlier 40 train at London Paddington. And there'll be more updates from me in an hour. Now, here's Feel the Love with Bananarama.
on another tape.
Oh, it's like that. I'm your dream come true when it's on a platter for you. Then you pull back when I try to make plans more than 2 hours in advance. Slam the door.
For your loss.
Another one from our A-list. That's a brilliant Sabrina Carpenter with Feather. Now, here at the studio, we've got Steve Woodcock from Brentwood Access Group. Steve, hello and welcome to Drive.
I'm actually Keith, but I'll let you off.
Oh, what did I say, Steve?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
And I know.
You look like a Steve.
And I know, I think... John.
I wouldn't mind, but I met you before as well. Oh, yeah. Goodness. Shall I start that again? Let's rewind this. It's not live. Let's start again. Steve. No, thank you. Keith Woodcock from Brentwood Access Group. Hello, Keith.
Hello, Joe.
And welcome to Drive.
Thank you.
That's a good start, wasn't it? Now, listen, Keith, you're vice chair of Brentwood Access Group. How did you kind of get involved with all this from the start?
Got involved with it originally through some friends. The group's been going. We can't actually work out how long it's been going. It could have been formed in 1970. It could have been formed in 1982. Unfortunately, no one decided to date the original constitution. But basically, we're looking at driving things forward in Brentwood with regards to accessibility issues for both the disabled and able-bodied. The chair, Jim Hoare, great friend, and been involved with him for a little while. But he can't do it on his own. So myself, Paul and Wendy Gardner and Jim are the executive committee, and we work together to make life easier for a lot of people in the borough.
Yeah, because you're basically your group campaigns to improve access for people with disabilities as well. This includes like parks, cafes, car parks, anywhere basically that access is difficult or impossible to have for people with accessibility issues around Brentwood.
That's exactly right. And in fact, we've opened it up to both disabled and obviously able-bodied as well, because if you've got a problem, for argument's sake, with a mobility scooter or a wheelchair, then you're going to have a problem with a buggy or a pram. So, you know, they go hand in hand, really.
Totally. Can you share a couple of your sort of wins, I suppose you'll say, where you changed the landscape, really, to make it more accessible?
Well, certainly we have. I mean, the group before I was involved actually managed to get 19 Blue Badge Bays down to the station. They changed it to Platform 4. Also, we got 8 Blue Badge Bays in Shenfield, again, by the Costa Coffee. And one of my own successes was I actually got another 25 Blue Badge Bays in the Brentwood Centre, which you see as you drive in. I know a couple of able-bodied people have been a bit upset by that. My wife actually had a bit of an argument with a guy when she was going swimming at the Brentwood Centre. But in the main, the beauty of it is now that we do have 32 Blue Badge Bays in the Brentwood Centre, including some at the football club. We tackled Brentwood Council about it because there is a formula in terms of a percentage of disabled bays versus parking bays.
Oh, right.
And we only had 7 initially.
So what is the percentage then, Kev?
It's something like about 10%, something like that.
Wow.
Because basically there are obviously 200 parking bays in the car park.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's why we've got 32, including those over by the football club.
So without groups like you and individuals like you especially, we wouldn't have these bays, would we? So?
No, exactly right. I mean, when I think about it over here, the last time we came over here was from music event, Brentwood Centre,
yeah,
putting in some really good tribute acts over here now. And the car park was full, but so were the Blue Badge bays. Now, I can't police them and make sure that everyone that was using them had a blue badge in it, but at least we're making people's life easier.
Yeah, no, totally. I mean, like, the group's been going, hard to believe, for almost 40 years. Is that right? You can't actually pinpoint when you did start, though. Is that right?
No, that's exactly right. Initially, it was Audrey Foles, who's a... she contracted polio when she was younger and was in a wheelchair, and she actually kicked it all off. But we're not sure quite when. But obviously, we're still going to be around for a while to carry on her good work.
Yeah, because, I mean, if I'm honest, I mean, I've met you before, Keith, obviously over at the football club in Brentwood, just across the road. But I wasn't aware of this. Do you know what I'm saying? I think it's about helping to spread the word. Local radio does well, I suppose.
Well, exactly right. I mean, I'm going to make a point that we do have an incredibly good Facebook group called Access is Freedom. That's really worth looking at. And also our website address is www.a2brentwood.co.uk. Now that's looking at upgrading because it does relate in most cases to the disabled, but of course able-bodied again will be included. And as I say, we have lots of projects on the go at the moment.
Mm. But it's non-stop, right?
Yeah.
So do you actually need people to sort of like come and be part of your group to physically help out with all this sort of stuff?
We need lots of things to start with. Now, although it's very difficult to quantify, we reckon we've got about 100 members at the moment.
Right.
But that obviously would include the 45 that we've got on the Access is Freedom Facebook group,
mm-hmm,
and those that actually belong to the group. But we don't charge. There's no charge involved. So basically, we just want people to maybe get involved. If they've got a problem, come and talk to us. We're also looking for younger blood to get involved, as like many groups. We have a meeting every 6 weeks to 2 months at the Brentwood Town Hall.
Mm-hmm.
The council take us very seriously, I'm delighted to say.
Mm-hmm.
If there's an issue with regards to accessibility, etc., they will always talk to us about town and country planning and that sort of thing. The council, I know, are looking at the moment to install a pod to get people in and out of the swimming pool at the Brentwood Centre.
Yeah.
It's not cheap. It's about £45,000. Mm. But it's going to mean that, obviously, people that do have problems, and problems may be a disabled mother with a baby, something like that, you know. And again, they've spoken with us at length with regards to it. So we really appreciate them getting involved with us. But, of course, we can't do it on our own.
No, of course not. And that's why you need more help. Yes. In all areas. So people can just get in touch with you via the Facebook group, or of course with a2brentwood.co.uk. Now, like you said, you've got loads of, you're always doing something. You're always like say, because a couple of the wins you had as well, there was a access for a local park, wasn't it, or something?
Yeah, that's exactly right. We've had, you know, access into local parks. We've recently started a campaign with regards to pavement parking.
Right.
Now, in Scotland, they banned pavement parking completely, and the fine is £100.
Yeah.
We are tending to have more of a grown-up view, in the respect that, as stupid as it might sound, there is a case somewhere for pavement parking, or for partial pavement parking. Mm. If I go back years in Brentwood, we got some lovely wide pavements, and we used to have parking bays as you came up and down the high street.
Yeah.
It seems in particular that people that do have disabilities or able-bodied with some small disabilities tend to like shopping centres like Ingatestone and Shenfield, for argument's sake. Because, as you know, we've got the eight bays in at Shenfield.
Sure.
You can basically park in there, put your blue badge up, go to a local shop, do what you want to do, and come back again. You haven't got to go to the inconvenience of using a car park and that sort of thing. So we're in a win situation. And, of course, there may well be instances in the future where we do have parking bays in the high street. And that's not outside of a possibility.
No, it could be for the high streets as well, to be fair.
Well, the plan we've launched, actually, with regards to this, I put something up. Let me just explain to you, just very quickly. Let me just find it. Where are we? Oh, I can never find it now. It was basically I put in a request with regards to the parking bays. Or parking instances, and I've actually asked people to, we're compiling the top 20 of places in Brentwood and surrounding areas in the borough where people have problems. Now, people are saying to me, well, yeah, but there's someone, they park four wheels on the pavement to go and get themselves a coffee, but that, you know, happens, but it hasn't called them an inconvenience, so I wouldn't actually say that was a problem. Someone had parked four wheels on the pavement and someone couldn't get a motability scooter past or a buggy past, then that is a problem. So that's the sort of information we're looking for.
Excellent. Well, look, I'll tell you what we're going to do, Keith. I did ask if you've got a request, and it is... Go on, Keith, what one was it? Have you forgotten that?
By Gary Newman. Yes, no, I haven't forgotten.
Oh, we did. We worked well together there, didn't we? That was smooth, wasn't it, I must say. Yeah, we've got a couple. Gary Newman, and then we're going to come back with Keith in a minute and find out about the latest campaign.
Safest of all. redundancy or employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out, with two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privet. Check us out. Book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
The team at St. Francis Hospice are challenging you to get outdoors and make a difference by on the Walk 100 Challenge. Simply walk 100K in March, in your own time and at your own pace, all in aid of your local hospice. Visit the St. Francis Hospice Facebook page. You can find all the details you need and sign up for the Walk 100 Challenge.
I was just messing about. I called Keith Steve again, but I was messing about. Yeah, so Keith is still with us, obviously, here, talking about the Brentwood Access Group and everything that they're doing. Now, you've got a new campaign. That's the biggest thing at the moment. And I've read up on this, and I'm a little bit shocked, to be fair, with some of it.
Well, to be perfectly honest, Joe, it's something that has been the group's been playing with for years. But I think since I've been involved, we've just opened up the floodgates and everything's happening, but basically, yeah, we've done an online petition as well, which has over 2,600 signatures. We've also got the signature of our local MP Alex Burke, and also the deputy chair of Essex County Council, Louise McKinley. And what we're looking for is for a lift at platform 4 at Brentwood Station. Years ago, there were plans to put in 4 lifts. They decided to only put in 3 because number 4 is a bit more costly because of what they've got to do to get it in. So the ridiculous situation is that if you arrive at Brentwood from Liverpool Street, coming on platform 4, if you've got a disability or if you're able-bodied and need to push a pram or a pushchair, or if you have heavy cases, to get up to street level, you've got to either clamber up Taxi Hill, which a mobility scooter and wheelchair won't happen, or alternatively, you've got to tackle the stairs. Obviously, the disabled in wheelchairs and mobility scooters, it's just too steep. It just can't be happening. Mm. If you were pushing a wheelchair up Taxi Hill, you'd have to be pretty fit, probably one of the gladiators off of television. So as far as that's concerned, we've been campaigning incredibly hard now, as I say, including the online petition with 2,600 signatures. Yeah. We've been having meaningful meetings with Transport for London, who actually run the Elizabeth Line. So the Elizabeth Line to Shenfield is controlled by Merthyr Beach Tunnel and Transport for London. And as I say, we've had some very meaningful meetings with people from TfL. One guy in particular, Pat Parsons, is incredibly helpful to us, really, really good. We had his colleague here, Peter, who thought we were going to be quite hostile, and he did ask us not to hold him hostage as he had to pick up his daughter from school at 3:45. However, we did release him, so there was no problem with that.
Yeah, because when obviously I knew you were coming in, I was just having a read up about everything you were doing. So I had a look at the Elizabeth Line, because I know that very well, right the way from Reading, as you say, right up to Shenfield. Now, as you know, obviously, Keith, that it's supposed to be completely accessible for all wheelchair users, because if you look on the map, you will see that there's got these little symbols which are that it's suitable for wheelchair access, right? So really, that's not the case, is it? Because they expect you to get off at another stop and come back elsewhere, right? That's not, that can't be right.
No, that's exactly right. One of the guys that we had that came from Network Rail to our meeting actually did the journey because the recommendation is that you stay on the train to Shenfield, cross the bridge and then come back to Brentford on a platform that does have a lift and then come up that way. But of course that's not going to work.
No.
And it's just ridiculous to people will do that. Jim Hoare, our chair, in fact, has said to the representatives from Transport for London that if they don't put a lift in, they're going to have to reprint all of the maps for the London Underground and yeah. for TfL and the Elizabeth Line. And I think it's actually cheaper. We reckon it's 2 to 3 million to put a lift in.
Mm.
I think it's going to be cheaper to do that than it is to reprint all of the maps.
Yeah, yeah.
There's only, you know, we are the only station, with the exception of Goodmayes, where there is a lift going into one platform, that, you know, the Elizabeth Line doesn't have lift access.
Mm.
We've been speaking recently with Essex County Council to Chelmsford Station. They've actually got 4 lifts there, which are going to be overhauled so that they can continue to use them. And there we are at Brentwood years later. We've still only got 3 lifts.
Yeah. Yeah, and the thing is, it does affect everyone. I know, like, people say, oh, you know, I'm fine, it doesn't affect me. But it can affect someone in your family, it can affect somebody, one of your friends, and you never know what's around the corner, ultimately, anyway. So you may be needed that lift as well. So, and if anyone wants to join you as well, Keith, so we can go to A2, that's just the A, and 2, that's the number, brentwood.co.uk. I'm going to say it again, A2, the number 2, that is brentwood.co.uk. And there's contact us, and there's links on the website as well, where you can go have a look and you can have a chat with you. So if people contact you, you'll get back straight back in touch with them, won't you, Keith?
Certainly will. And as I say, we have a meeting at the Brentwood Tech Hall every 6 weeks, stroke 2 months, depending on demand.
Mm.
We're a very very friendly bunch. We do have teas and biscuits.
And, oh, happy days.
We'd welcome anyone interested to come along.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Starts at 6:30 on a Thursday evening, and always goes the full 2 hours, but very meaningful dialogue.
Brilliant stuff. And on the website as well, you can also sign the petition there as well, if you wish. Is that right?
Exactly right. Yes.
Straight links on the homepage by the looks, is it? I've got it up in front of me now. Yeah, it looks lovely. Yes. So you can go directly there. So there's all the relevant links that you will need to get in touch with the Keith and with the group. So it's not as if you have to sign up straight away. If you're just asking, ask, see if you can help out, and then you can have a chat with Keith and the other part of the committee and the other members. And try before you buy as well, even though you're not buying anything, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Listen, Keith, thank you so much. I could talk to you for ages because you could talk about the football as well, but
sure.
It's great to see you. Come back again soon, wouldn't you?
Will do.
Keep us updated with what's going on as well. And if you've just tuned in and think, oh, that sounded like a brilliant interview, well, chatting to Keith, it's always lovely. And it will be up on the website, the catch up, with all the relevant links as well in a couple of days. Keith, thank you so much.
Thanks, Joe.
Actually, I should be, hang on a minute. Oh, I'm not sorted here today. It's midweek. Hang on. There we go. Cheers, Keith.
Thank you.
No.
We'll be back in the second hour of Drive. We've got brilliant music. And I will let you know what National Day is. Again, I'm starting to feel hungry. I'll see you after five.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.